podcast from the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. We're glad you decided to join us and hope you enjoyed this week's message.
Well, tomorrow's Christmas and everyone has gifts on their minds. You're thinking of gifts. The kids are thinking, is the gift that I want, is it under the tree? Am I going to get what I want? And they're just hoping. And a lot of you are looking over your list, checking it twice, making sure that you did not miss anybody. So we have gifts on our mind this time of the year. And I'm going to give you a little quiz, a little gift quiz, to see how quick you are on picking up what gifts are real and what gifts are phony. So what I'm going to do is put up some slides, and I'm going to show you four gifts. Three of them are not real gifts. You can't really buy them. One of them is a real gift, and I want you to guess which gift is the real gift. Now, don't yell it out early. We're going to wait till the very end, and at the very end, I'm going to ask you, and then let's see what you know. So here's the first gift, and I want you to think, is this a real gift? Can you really buy this? This is called the Pet Sweep. It's an animal-powered debris removal system. You put these little things on your dog's paws, and as they scurry around the house, they clean the house for you. Now, do you think that, don't tell me, do you think that is a real gift? Can you really buy that? The Pet Sweep. I know some of you are thinking, man, I wish I had seen that before I bought my gifts. And then this one, this is a good one. This is called the Child Chucker. You want to move your baby quickly? Here's the perfect gift. Now you can launch your infant up to 50 feet. Make daycare drop-offs a breeze, you know. Turn any infant into an adorable projectile. It's a nice box. But can you really buy that? Don't tell me. How about this one? This is the turn and churn. Boy, you're going to think, boy, I wish I knew this. I would have bought some. This, you can make ice cream by pouring it in this little gizmo by your wheel. I like what they say. It's wheel fresh ice cream. That's pretty neat. You're going to wish you could have bought that, right? So here's the last one. Remember, you got to, only one of these is a real gift that you can buy. Here's the last one. This is a Bob Ross toaster. Do you remember who Bob Ross was? Most of you do. Many of you do. It's a Bob. And what is really neat about this toaster is when you toast your bread. Yeah, that's pretty neat, huh? His image right there on the toast. Okay, so let's review. We have the Pet Sweep. We have the Child Chucker. We have the Turn and Churn. And we have the Bob Ross toaster. Yell out to me which one you think is real. Which one do you think is real? Pet Sweep. Pet Sweep. And no one said the Child Chucker. That surprises me.
I had one 20 years ago.
Did you? you're right. It is the Bob Ross toaster. You can actually buy that. Now, well, you can buy that at Amazon for $39.99. If you go to eBay, you can get it for $29.99. So, Bob Ross, you remember him? He was a painter on PBS from 1984 to 1995, or 94 maybe. And he died in 1995, but he was very popular. He painted and instructed people how to paint. Basically, he painted trees. He painted a lot of trees. But if the toaster isn't something you think you'd like, it's possible then to get a Bob Ross waffle iron. You can actually buy this. This is another gift you can get in on Amazon just in case. And you might want to get a set of all these things because you can also buy a slow cooker, a Bob Ross slow cooker. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Can you imagine these lining up on your kitchen counter there? It looks so good. How about for your kids? You get them a lunchbox. We don't make mistakes, just little happy little accidents. Yeah. And if you don't like that, you can get these happy little breath mints if you're cheap. Now, it surprises me that Bob Ross is still that well known and people are buying this many items about him. You would think if you were going to buy an item from Bob Ross, it would have something to do with painting. But very little, you know, about actually teaching you how to paint, just these interesting little items. Now, for Christmas time, many people, you know, were thinking about gifts. And nothing wrong with that. But for us as Christians, Christmas is mainly about one gift. The King James puts it this way, 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Now the New International translates that a little differently, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Same Greek word, just translate a little different English. And then the ESV translates this verse, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. God has given us this gift, the Apostle Paul calls unspeakable, indescribable, inexpressible. In other words, it's a gift that language cannot adequately describe. It's hard to describe its glory, its wonder, its splendor, its richness. Now listen, the Bible says that God, the book of James, tells us that every good gift that we have comes from God. The food that we eat on our table, our health, our lives, our relationships, the Bible, of course the church, the air we breathe, the stars in the sky, our jobs, every good gift we have comes from God. But there is one gift that is better than good. There is one gift that is unspeakable, inexpressible, indescribable. And what gift is that that Paul was talking about? Well, you know what it is. It's the gift of Jesus Christ. As we celebrate Christmas, we think about that gift. Now, why is this gift so special? Why is it described this way? Well, it's special for a number of reasons. Number one, it is special because of the giver. What if President Biden stopped at your house and gave you a gift? Well, you might not think that special. You might not like President Biden so much. Let's go back to President Trump. What if President Trump stopped at your house and gave you a gift? Well, you might not like President Trump. Let's go back to President Obama. What if he stopped? Well, you might not like him. How about George Bush or Clinton or the other Bush or Ronald Reagan? Now, if you don't like any of those presidents, you need to move to Canada. That's all there is. You got to pick one of them. But if you received a personal Christmas gift from a president of the United States that you liked, the president came to your door personally and gave you a Christmas gift, that would be a very special gift. You'd let everybody know about that. Well, Jesus Christ is a gift that was given to you by the God of the universe, the most important person in the universe. John 3:16 reminds us it was God who so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So the fact that it is given by God makes it a very special gift. It was also a gift that was given in love. Lisa and her husband were going through her mother's house. Her mother passed away. They were going through the closet, going through different items, trying to figure out what to keep, what to throw away, what to give away. And her husband came upon this little tiny box. It was wrapped in gold paper. Wasn't a very good wrapping job, and the paper was kind of torn. And he opened it up, and there was nothing in it. And he looked at Lisa, and he said, why would your mother keep this box? Nothing special about it. In fact, it's beat up. Why would she keep this box with nothing in it? And Lisa looked at it and said, oh, I gave that box to my mother when I was 5 years old. And when my mother opened it up, there was nothing in it. She said, Lisa, there's nothing in this box. And I said, yes, there is, Mommy. I blew 5 kisses into that box. Now, why did her mother keep that box? It wasn't beautifully wrapped. There was nothing in the box. It had no value, except she kept it for one reason, because it was given by her daughter, her 5-year-old daughter, in love. And that's why the gift of Christ is such an amazing gift. It was given in love. He did not give it because he was obligated to. He did not give it because he had to. He did not give it to impress us. He gave it to us because he loves us. Max Lucado writes, aren't you glad that John 3:16 doesn't say, for God so loved the rich, or God so loved the famous, or God so loved the fat, or God so loved the thin, or God loved 50-year-old men who still have their hair? It doesn't say that, nor does it say, for God so loved the Europeans or the Africans, or the sober or the successful, or the young or the old. No, it says, God so loved the world. He loved all of it and everyone and everything in it. That's why Jesus came. because he loves us. Read a story about a 28-year-old woman named Carla Drongi. Tragically, she found out she was pregnant, and at the same time, almost the same time, she found out she had cancer. And the doctor told her her treatment for the cancer, it was very treatable, and just about 100% curable. She would need to go through chemo and then some surgery, but she could not have the chemo and the surgery and the baby survive. So she would have to make a decision. Most likely, if she did not have the chemo and the surgery, she would die. But if she had it, the baby would die. So she had to make a choice between her and the baby. Well, she and her husband talked about it and prayed about it for weeks. And finally, they decided she was going to have the baby. And just about time for the baby to be born, she went into a coma. And they did a cesarean section, and the baby was born. And 8 hours later, Carla died. She named the baby before the baby was born. She named him Stephen. Now, let me ask you this. As Stephen grows up and goes through life, do you think he's ever, ever going to question whether or not his mother loved him? Never. And we should never question whether or not God loves us. He gave his son that we might have eternal life. And this gift is also special because of its cost. You know, there are some gifts that you give for Christmas that are very expensive. I know people who have actually received new cars for Christmas. Maybe you know somebody who received a new car. That's some gift. Now, if you wanted to buy someone the most expensive car for Christmas this year, the most expensive car you can buy in 2023, actually, I think it's the most expensive car that has ever been on the market. If you wanted to buy someone that car, you could buy them this car. This is the Rolls-Royce Boattail. It's a nice-looking car, isn't it? It is a handcrafted car. It's not mass-produced. The body, this is amazing. The body of this car is made from a single piece of metal, hand-hammered. That's beyond my understanding. I don't know how they do that. And this Boattail comes with two uniquely his and hers phones, watches, a Swiss Bovet timepieces, which can be removed and worn on your wrist. But you can't buy these watches anywhere else. Unless you buy this car, it's impossible to buy them. And then this company adds exceptional features. This car is custom made for each person who buys it. Now, to tell the truth, it's too late to get this for somebody this year. You can't get it, sorry. But if you were to get it, the price tag for this car is $28 million. That's a lot for a car, isn't it? That's an expensive gift. But as costly as this car is, it's not near as costly as the gift that you received in Jesus Christ. So when your friends ask you this year, what did you get for Christmas? You can tell them, I got the most expensive gift in all the world. And then you can go ahead and tell them about Jesus Christ. Because think of the cost. God gave his only son as a gift for you. It's also a special gift because it's a gift you can't get for yourself. Now, most gifts people give you, you could get those gifts for yourself if you wanted to. Might take you some time to save up the money. Might take you some effort on your part to find the gift. But if someone else could buy it for you, you can buy it for yourself. But not this indescribable gift, not the gift of Jesus. If God didn't give you this gift, there was no way for you to get this gift. That makes it special. It was also special because it lasts forever. Did you ever buy your kids or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew a toy and they open it up on Christmas morning and before Christmas evening it's broken? You know, that's probably happened. If any of you have kids, that has probably happened. Some gifts don't last very long. Others last longer. But there's only one gift that lasts for eternity, and that's the gift of Jesus Christ. And what makes this gift so special is because it is the gift that we needed most. Sometimes we get gifts we don't need, gifts we don't want, Gifts we don't know what to do with them after we get them. Usually we re-gift them next year. But this is the gift that everyone in the world needed, the gift of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:23 reminds us we have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 reminds us the wages of sin is death. But then it goes on to tell us the good news. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." So the angel introduces this child who is born as the Savior. Now, when you think about it, there are a lot of different ways that angel could have announced the birth of Christ. He could have said, in the town of David, a king has been born. And that would have been appropriate because Jesus was the King of Kings. The wise men came looking for the King of the Jews. And that's really what the people wanted. They wanted a king. They were tired of living under the Roman oppression. And they wanted a king that would free them, a king that would help them in their everyday lives. So they would have liked that. To hear that a king has been born. And sometimes I think we're a little bit, like that. We're really grateful for Jesus. We recognize our need for a Savior, but what we really want is someone who's going to make everything right and okay in our everyday temporary world. Maybe what you want is a matchmaker because you're tired of being alone. Maybe you're glad there's a Savior, but really, what you really want is a career counselor because you'd like to get ahead in life. Or maybe what you really want is a financial advisor because you want to know what to do with your money so you don't end up broke. But God gave us what we really needed. He gave us a Savior. When God first identified him, he introduced him as Savior because that's what we needed most. The angel could have introduced Jesus this way: today, born in the town of David, is a miracle worker. Because that was certainly part of Jesus' ministry. I mean, who else could restore withered limbs and make the lame walk and the blind to see and stop a funeral procession and make it a family reunion? In fact, every town Jesus went to, there were people who gathered to see him. Even though they had heard the message of salvation, they came to see him because he was a miracle worker. What they wanted was a wish granter. I think of the guy in Matthew chapter 9 who came to Jesus and he's crippled. And the first thing Jesus says to him is, "Your sins are forgiven." Sure, he's very grateful for that. But did he ask people to help him to leave at that point? No, he stayed. And then finally, Jesus healed him and he was able to walk. But between that time when Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven and you are healed," what do you think the man was thinking? Boy, I'm grateful for my forgiveness of sins, but what I really want to do is be able to walk. You see, sometimes we don't realize how wonderful and indescribable and inexpressible this gift really is. And we say, "God, I'm grateful for the forgiveness, but really what I really want is a raise. And God, I'm grateful for this gift, but what I really want is a spouse, or what I really want is a child. I'm glad, God, that you bring salvation, but could you add a 75-inch flat-screen television to that?" We want God to kind of come in and fix all our temporary problems and needs. So the angel could have introduced Jesus in a variety of ways: King, Prince of Peace, Miracle Worker. But he introduced Jesus as Savior because that's the gift we needed most. We need a Savior. And that's what God gave us that very first Christmas. If you're here this morning as a Christian, you have received that gift. And just look at these things and be reminded of what a wonderful, special gift that is you have. And therefore, every day this year, 2024, do what you can to honor God and show appreciation for that gift. If you're here this morning and you haven't accepted Christ, what you need to remember is this. A gift under the tree that stays under the tree, a gift that's not accepted, it's not a gift that blesses you. So God gave the gift, but if you do not accept the gift, it doesn't help you at all. And the Bible says to accept the gift, there are a few things we need to do. We need to have faith that leads us to repent of our sins, confess Christ, be baptized into him. A wonderful gift. Just a wonderful, special gift. Don't leave it. Don't leave it there without accepting it. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Every Sunday we have an invitation hymn. If you need to make that decision to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, to accept this special gift, if you come forward, we'll take your confession. I'll simply ask you if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You say, I do, and then we'll baptize you this morning into Christ. If you need to make that decision, if you need to accept that gift, won't you do so this morning? Let's stand as we sing together.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join us in person, we have a traditional service at 8:45 and a contemporary service at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Check our Facebook page for evening adult and youth service times throughout the week.